Is that the Giants Super Bowl? One of them?
Yeah, Giants Bills, I believe.
Yeah.
Tampa?
It was Tampa, yep. Flyover afterwards, crowd gone crazy. Supposedly recorded. They pulled it off well.
Yeah.
That was awesome, though. Time and place. That was awesome. Happy 4th of July. It's July 3rd. We're getting ready for weenies and bikinis here at Stadium Swim.
You get gown-eyed girl to do a review of this Jim Deshays sweater that's on the massive screen here at Stadium Swim.
Is that really Jim Deshays?
I think so. Is it not? Is he dead?
No, I thought you were just referencing his sweaters. I don't.
No.
Are his sweaters well known?
No, this sweater was just incredibly bright. It was, and it's on a giant screen here, just like overwhelming the entire thing.
Okay. I want to talk Giants. That's where I was going.
Okay.
I do appreciate the update on a
Hard
sweater.
Where
is that game that he's wearing a sweater?
Chicago.
Is it cold in Chicago? I don't think
so. It's on again. Did you see? Oh, now he's gone.
I did see it. I got a glimpse of it. Yes. 143-foot screen, but I'm shaded. We're inching up towards the record. I think the record is like the temperature record for the show outside is over 110, so I don't think we're going to get there. But Cabana 7 here at Stadium Swim, it's 104.5 degrees. It's a lovely day. It's going to be good times here all through the weekend and into next week. And we'll be back out here next Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
We're ready for the outdoor shows. Let's do it. We are live right now up on Twitter, at Steve Cofield, Facebook, ESPN Las Vegas' page. Adam Hill is here. It is Cofield. Text line, 702-364-1100. That's our Finley Kia text line. Let's see. Someone texted in, said, I don't know what they're saying here. They said, wait, you can't get it back. Laugh out loud. Hashtag gown-eyed girl.
Yeah.
Talking about, what's that in reference to?
Gown-eyed girl.
Okay.
It's our girl from Instagram.
Someone takes a shot at our old tech, Jamie. I don't even know how that came up. We didn't mention him by name. Someone also suggested for your flat tire. You got a flat tire before the show, Adam. 702-364-1100. It's our text number. When you text it with ESPN. Otherwise, it goes to Raider Nation Radio. Someone said you can buy cans at the auto shop of the is that what you get? That kind of refrigerant? What do you get? Said it's like $50 a can. You can use it 3 times.
Oh, nice.
Or are they talking about air? Maybe it's air.
I don't know. Maybe it's air. Maybe it's tire.
Yeah. Someone else pointing out that you were worried about getting this all done before the 4th because you wouldn't be able to get it done. Someone said Mexican tire shops don't close on the 4th of July.
A great point that I didn't think of. But I also was like, I wanted to get to the show.
I'm well aware. I love those guys.
They
saved me so many times. But you got saved today by that was a pretty nice effort. Yeah. Someone turned around your car, got you a tire, got you back on the road within like 40 minutes. And the funny thing is, yet you had lots of time to look up the gown lady, the brown, what is it in?
Gown-eyed girl.
Gown-eyed girl, not brown-eyed girl. Gown-eyed girl, and you were looking at social media there. You didn't look up the tire shop. That did you a hell of a solid.
No.
Okay. By the way, do you eat rabbit?
No.
You don't?
No.
So when they bring it around tonight, you're not getting rabbit?
No.
Is there any meat that they bring around on? I'm not going to say where you're going, but I'll give everyone a hint. If they bring around the skewers, is there exotic, I'll put it in quotes, exotic meat that you turn away?
I think there is, but I also feel like I don't know exactly the details, but it is a big special going on right now, and I think that they don't bring like the top end stuff.
What?
Yeah.
There's a special going on right now?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I might go.
It's $40.
SOs, I don't mean with you. I might just go by myself and eat at the bar.
Sure. $40.
What?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so big night last night at T-Mobile. 20,366 fans.
Not 20,389.
Which one of the highest attended sporting events at T-Mobile for like a half an hour was out there. By the way, it won't go away now that will be screenshotted that Caitlin Clark set the record with 20,366, and it is the highest. It wasn't by 23 fans. Facts do matter.
They do. But here's the other thing that I do want to point out, because the comments, not just to my tweet last night, which people were mad about me pointing out the facts, which is ridiculous, but the Aces sent out the tweet, obviously. Thanks to our fans. They're incredible. You know, thank you for filling up T-Mobile Arena. Whatever tweet they sent out about the fans. And when I tell you, 90% of the comments were from Caitlin Clark fans saying, bow at her feet, thank Caitlin, this is Caitlin, this isn't you. Like, all those kind of comments. People do realize they've played at T-Mobile Arena before, right? They got, I believe, nearly 18 last year. So it's not like there was 3,000 people at T-Mobile Arena.
They don't care.
The Aces got nearly 18,000 without Caitlin Clark.
I think half of them are bots. The other 40% are just trolls, and 10% actually care.
Or just don't know, right? Because basketball didn't start until 6 months ago.
It's a very weird thing on both sides, because now I see there's a whole Angel Reese army as well.
Oh, yeah.
It is fascinating. It can be disturbing. You know, clearly the racial stuff is ridiculous and gross, but the fact that the following is this big,
also Angel Reese leading rebounder in the WNBA.
Am I to believe these numbers about Caitlin Clark has over 700,000 All-Star game votes? Asia Wilson's at 600,000. She's third, because Aaliyah Boston is second.
Teammate of Caitlin Clark.
And that Asia Wilson last year got like 90,000. Now, before I look at it and go, 630% increase in votes! There's got to be something to that, right? Did they make it easier to vote this year? Is it more online voting? Like, I agree. The sport is building audience, and it is getting record-setting TV ratings. Like, there's got to be something to that where the voting is easier than it was.
No, I think it's
gone up that much?
Well, yeah, but it's not that many people voting, right? Like, don't. If you're thinking that many more people are involved, it's just the people that are voting 10, 20, 30, 40 times more than they were last year.
Okay.
I mean, they're more passionate and more into it, but it is the same, it's the same people. But, yeah, I do. I mean, I think the narrative about Caitlin Clark filling up T-Mobile Arena last night was pretty infuriating. And it was annoying to the Aces, too, and I think with good reason. Like, they've been respectful of her, but, you know, when you start asking questions like, hey, it's cool that Caitlin Clark filled up T-Mobile Arena. Like, no.
But here's the thing.
They got an extra 2,000.
No, but here's the thing. Why punch down?
No, it's fine.
Because
the truth.
I know,
truth
but
does matter.
But you're, like, if L. Duncan goes on TV or does her podcast. By the way, I feel like I'm just going to call for random L. Duncan bites. I don't think we're using them enough. Griffin, can we look up where's L. Duncan doing the incel impression? Because Adam did a good impression of the average fan out there yesterday, and I was like, we need L. Duncan anytime Adam does his impression. Like, if legitimate media people are blowing it up, and it may happen, and when we find it, we'll play it. But otherwise, like, for the Aces, it's like, just take the high road. Who cares?
Well, they're asked directly about it, too. I mean,
but just say, hey, you know what? It's great. She's helped attendance around the league, and yeah, the combination tonight, it was great to see 20,366. Why, what about, like, you're punching down. It's a waste of time. It's like Kelly McCrimmon the other day with, I know more than a fan. We know, Kelly! We know! Why are we addressing? Yes, there are fans who are dopey. Yes. You're a Stanley Cup winning GM. The MVP is on the way. World champions, Becky! The punching down.
And I've been very critical.
It's so stupid.
I've been critical of the Knights, but I will say Kelly McCrimmon's point, I think, was misunderstood a little bit by some people, where he was saying, you know, you guys don't care about the people, you just care about the team. Like, we, the fans, care about the people. And he's like, I know the person. Like, I had to say goodbye to a friend. You had to say goodbye to somebody you're a fan of. Like, I think that was
I'll watch it again. Yeah. I watched it, and I watched the whole thing, and maybe I'm pulling it out of context and not absorbing what was going on in the full scenario.
But I do, and in terms of the Aces, like, I have no problem pointing out the truth. Like, she did not fill up the arena. They filled it up last year almost themselves. So why let that stand, though?
But it's like, it's just.
But why let that stand?
And you're right. You know what?
Whose job is it then? I'll ask you this. Whose job is it to tell people, hey, look, it's not the case.
No one. Who is it hurting? Who cares?
It's hurting.
It's helping
historical
the league.
Record,
it's
too.
Come on.
It is.
It's helping the league. They're all going to make more money down the road. If you want to have these irrational Caitlin right. Clark fans,
but again,
she may never turn into a great player.
The point is that they did this on their own. They did the same thing last year. So then when you say, like, it's helping, what's helping? Now you're saying she's helping again. She is on some level. Not then.
She is.
Not that case.
She is.
This case, it's them.
What was the gate last year with the 18,000 versus the gate last night?
Yeah, we'd have to find that out.
It was higher last night.
I'm sure it's private.
It was higher last
night. Just like MMA and boxing is now for some reason, which is preposterous.
I mean, last night, and this isn't the only indicator, but last night the get-in price before the game, which I would expect to play 20,000 seats, it was costing $140 to get in the final half an hour. So they made more money.
That's brokers. But still.
How do you think the brokers get it? You think they buy them all at face value? I don't want to sit here and be accusatory, but I do believe I don't see how brokers are getting half the building and putting it up.
I don't see every game in every building in the country.
I think there's cooperation.
Potentially.
But I think there's lots of things to get angry about, especially if you're a player in the WNBA, that, like, bigger picture stuff. Something that is a positive, but you're not getting full credit, is not really something worth getting angry over.
I don't even think it's full credit. It's just acknowledgement. It's just the acknowledgement. There are people that probably believe, and based on the comments, I believe this, that if Caitlin Clark was in that game, there'd be 3,000 fans there. Based on the comments, that's what people believe. I think it is important to at least put the context of, no, absolutely not.
But there are also people who believe that Klay Thompson, DeMar DeRozan, Paul George is not really available. Like, the Lakers aren't getting these players because they hate LeBron James. Like, there's more to the story. That's just an agenda, and if you want to throw that out, but it's like, why punch down? They're people just looking for attention, or they're just buffoons.
Sure, and at some point those things will be leaked out, right? I mean, those things are going to come out.
Just take the high road, please.
I think it's important to have full context to everything.
I
want to know all those things.
Right, but you're at the 1% upper crust.
But, I mean, we should at least get people to be more intellectually curious.
Let's find out information.
You saw it with tweeting the fact of you can't announce it's the highest attendance if it's not. Like, you just can't.
Right. And then, but you're right. The fight for facts is a really important thing.
It is.
I will give you that.
It is.
But it's a battle. I don't know that can be won anymore. It is so spiraled out of control.
I agree, but you can't stop.
I'm going to pick my battles when I'm going to do that. This is, to me, not a battle that is even worth it, because it is mostly people who have a political agenda, other people who are racist, people who are new to women's basketball. It's like we're driving ourselves crazy over this thing. Let's just enjoy the positives.
But I understand your point. My point is, you have to fight on the very basic level if you're going to have those conversations at a bigger level. You can't just start accepting little facts don't matter, because then the fight becomes over more important things, and you're like, we already conceded the fact that numbers don't matter. So now what does?
I have listened to you on the men's soccer team. I still find it really annoying that they're not achieving at a higher level and producing results. Some more follow-up on the men's soccer team not making it out of, what's this stage called?
Group stage?
Group stage, right? Knockout stage is coming up. And putting up bizarre performances. Here's Alexi Lalas on Fox Sports soccer pod that they do. A little more on Greg Berhalter.
Just as Greg Berhalter is going to do a review of the Federation and everything that went on, as he made in his press conference very, very clear that he's going to do that. I mean, we just saw the frickin' review. There it is. All right? You lost again. That's the review.
Okay. Does that anger you?
No.
You understand it, right?
Yeah, results matter.
Okay.
And he understands the context, too. He's doing television.
Sure. I don't think you're going to like this one.
Oh, boy.
But I think most of it's because of the source. But I'm not too pleased with this either. Listen to the entire bite here with, by the way, Alexi Lalas. Highly educated. Look, he rolls his eyes. Rutgers. Carly Lloyd, Rutgers. Fire it.
My concern is just how comfortable these players are with Berhalter. I mean, we won championships and we hated our coaches, you know, and I'm not saying you have to hate your coach, but I question how comfortable it is inside that locker room. Are they being pushed? Are they being held accountable? And I just, it doesn't look like that from the outside looking in.
I hate that on so many levels. One, I know you went off with her analysis of the U.S. women's team. There's a couple things. You do have to give context to you won. The women's team was a favorite in every World Cup and international competition they
were
in.
Not just a favorite.
Gigantic favorite, and it shrunk a little bit towards the end.
They were playing rec league teams.
They were a favorite. Let's leave it at that. I did see people tweet at her, which coaches did you hate?
Yeah.
That was quite a statement. And then the end, from the outside in, then you can't comment!
Well, you can.
Well, I'm glad she mentioned it. You have no friends in U.S. men's soccer? You don't know any of the players, any of the coaches? You have no sources? To me, that sounded so lazy. And overall, it reeks of, back in my day, the coaches were mean. Carly, you're not, what is she, is she 40?
I don't think so.
This drives me wacky.
Of course.
People are like 15 years or 20 years younger than me, and they're like, back in my day, it was hard.
Yeah, I think it'd be more fair if she points out who she hated, who they hated.
I don't like someone sounding like they're unprepared, and I think that sounded like an unprepared take. So.
Yeah.
She went to school at a place that produces great broadcasters.
I thought she went to Rutgers.
There's a standard to live up to. I'm surprised you just listened to that, and I didn't really see any sort of eye roll or.
I mean, yeah, I did. It's the comparison of her teams and these teams is just silly. It's a dumb thing to do. Again, they're playing rec league teams.
Do you think this team's too comfy with Berhalter?
Well, first of all, that's a pretty wild take considering Gio Reyna is still on the team. I don't think he is.
You want to explain that story? Well, there's a lot going on for a while.
There's a lot between the families, and he kept Gio Reyna off the team because of family drama between them. Like, I don't think he is. And, you know, they worked it out, and he's back, and he's, you know, in good graces in the lineup and everything else. And maybe there are still lingering things there that, you know, have affected chemistry. Who knows? But I don't think that's the case. And, again, none of this explains why they were the better team in all three games in a Copa America group stage, which they were. And that can't be really disputed. And so, again, the results, yes, the results were not good. And they should be, as I said yesterday, as much as I'm justifying a lot of this, I do think he should be fired. But I do feel like there needs to be a lot more context to results, results, results. Like, yeah, the results are they were the better. They played a Copa America where they were the better team on the field in all three games. That needs to be pointed out if you're going to make the next case. And again, yes, I think he should be fired.
I'll make the typical snarky American segue comments. Real football. The unofficial opening of the football season was last night. We love Hard Knocks.
It was.
I don't know what's going to happen with this Giants offseason Hard Knocks, but it debuted last night. New York Giants. See, you're in.
Fully in.
They hooked you. How?
All of it. I mean, I think I wish there was – I don't – I think there's only four – I can't remember how many episodes. That may be four, but there needs to be more. It needs to be like 6 hours long. They need to show every single conversation. I was stunned by some of the behind-the-scenes conversations that they allowed to be on the air in terms of basically a lot of conversations about Saquon, but the entire scouting department and front office sitting around saying, okay, we let Saquon walk. What do we do? And then a full breakdown of like seven different free agents at running back.
With pretty honest takes on each running back.
Yeah.
Kind of brutal on some.
Yeah. Which was wild to me. I mean, these are guys you're going to play against. Like, there's certain guys you're going to have to play against, somebody, including Saquon, by the way. But their take of, all right, this guy's probably going to go for this much. This guy's going to go for this much. We think he's going to go for this. He's going to be a bargain because he's going to go for this. Teams aren't going to bid for him. Josh Jacobs looked lazy at times last year.
I didn't like that comment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's And maybe they got feedback from the previous Raiders regime that said that. But
well, they showed highlights. They showed clips. They were watching clips of him.
I mean, I don't know if your average freaking depth of hit is like whatever. I use the word depth, which is not the right word. But for a while there, for Jacobs, he was getting hit behind the line on average.
Was
like I don't know how you can tell if he's lazy. He barely has the ball.
I don't think lazy. It was something about I can't remember exactly what the word was. I don't think the lazy was the word, but it was insinuated that he was not giving maximum effort at times. But the
I'll tell you what, that was
their willingness to break those guys
obviously
down.
That was a take that was widespread around the league because I pointed out last week Ramondre Stevenson, hometown hero, just got like 17 mil guaranteed from the Patriots, and he's had the one big year. He played 12 games last year, but the year before he had like 1,500 yards rushing and receiving. Josh Jacobs got a series of one-year deals, and he's guaranteed 13 million, less than Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah.
Now, he's got a lot more or some more tread taken off the tire, but he still produced, and he even produced last year.
Yeah, and there was like a disagreement in the office of will Saquon or Josh Jacobs get more money on the open market?
Well, that the opening scene was tremendous because it's all setting up. These guys have no idea what's coming with the Eagles. I want to build on this because I'm just going to give you a quick conclusion, and it already got countered by one of my friends, and I'll read what he said. But I watched whatever that was, an hour of Giants GM, Giants owner, Giants underlings, and I was completely unimpressed. I was. Now, it's a reality TV show, but you think they put it together to look complimentary. I was not impressed by the Giants at all. We're going to go get our L.A., Vegas, Hawaii report with Arash next, but more Hard Knocks. It is a fascinating watch, Giants offseason. I will lay down my life if it sets us free. Eventually, you'll see my ascendancy. And I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. And yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. And I'm not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. All right, the fourth is coming up. A nice variety. Go figure. Vast Sound Crew going from the start of the show with Creed Fisher wanting to punch people in the face to Little Hamilton there. Young and scrappy. Adam Hill's not going to give up a shot to fix the world and free it of malicious facts.
One fact at a time.
Arash is with us. Mr. LA, Mr. Vegas. He seems to have a new sandwich in his honor every week. Arash, what's going on, buddy? What a lead-in. Arash!
Living the dream.
There you go. Arash, I actually thought you pulled a me on an interview. I'll tell you, I had an interview over the weekend, and I don't know how I did it. I did it twice, but I was on a sports betting show, and I kept putting the call on hold with my face. And I would have this long answer. I'd go on for 45 seconds, and I look at the phone. I'm like, I don't hear anything. Oh, I'm on hold. And they bring me back up. They're like, it was great. Nicki Minaj music was playing. I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm old.
Yeah, listen, things happen. It's happened to me, as you know. So, listen, it's all good.
Things happen. I don't want to go round and round on this, but I just want to set this up. Arash, how do you approach social media? Because last night, Adam, rightly so, pointed out that at the Aces game, the announced attendance of 20,366 Aces had said, largest event in the building, sporting-wise. And then it turned out a Duke and Zaga game had 23 more fans. And Adam got a rash of crap for tweeting it out. And Adam and I were just going back and forth about how to approach social media and battling against people who don't want to hear real facts. And I kind of throw my hands up sometimes. I'm like, you have to pick your battles. And Adam is, he's very true and blue American. He wants to fight all the battles. What are we supposed to do here?
So Adam knew what he was doing. In fact, he kind of gave us a play-by-play within his tweet of his thought process of knowing that what he was about to tweet out would get backlash. But he's 100% right, and I believe the team corrected themselves. I mean, like, we could be honest here. I mean, you know, once you get past a sold-out crowd of 20,000, you know, they pay for the crowd. They do a lot of things. So, you know, what's the actual number? I mean, we'll never truly know. But my friend Mr. Hill knew what he was doing there.
We do know. What are you talking about? We know. There's numbers.
You believe that those numbers are 100% actual and factual, brother?
Yes.
I don't.
If they weren't, they would have announced a different number that was higher than the previous number.
Look how worked up he's getting over like attendance figures.
Yes, facts. It's not because it's not about attendance figures. It's about do numbers matter and do facts matter. And too much in society, it doesn't matter anymore. Facts don't matter. I'm trying to fight that battle, but we have to do it on the smallest level if we're going to do it on the biggest level. Yes, facts matter. People are like, it's 23 people. Yeah, 23 more. That's a number. That's a fact.
I can promise you the attendance figures in boxing are not always actual. But it doesn't matter. Like, listen, a sold-out crowd is a sold-out crowd. But you're right. Listen, I mean, who grabbed the closest number to being the largest attendance? Like, yeah, listen, it wasn't the highest attendance sporting event at T-Mobile Arena history. You could just look at the configuration of the court versus the configuration of a boxing ring. Like, obviously, you could probably fit more in there. So you're right. Yeah, listen, it's a weird thing. Like, I don't know how they didn't get their numbers right before they put that out there. And listen, kudos to them. They didn't let it linger. They corrected themselves. I mean, being in the top five, when you look at all the amazing events T-Mobile has held over the past few years, is pretty incredible.
It's the WNBA, which was floundering in years past. Not the Aces. They've been growing. But even the Aces, if you go back 3 years, in terms of actual paid tickets, we're barely averaging over 5,000 a game. And now it's to the point where you can get over 20,000. It's tremendous. I thought Steve Carper had a really nice story for you guys at the Sporting Tribune. Arash is with the CEO of the Sporting Tribune. And the tweet was labeled, Caitlin Clark is finding more acceptance from her teammates and her opponents.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, I think the story is Caitlin Clark, but you're right. When you talk about Las Vegas, there is a reason that attendance was what it was. But Vegas is one of those unique markets and unique teams where they've sold out all 20 of their games. This was a unique game. Whenever I look at a demand for a game, it's not so much the attendance, but like what is the cheapest ticket going for? And the cheapest ticket last night was $100. That means for like the last seat in the house, or to like get a foot in the door at Hyde where you can't even see the court, it was $100. I mean, like that is a very sought after ticket. So I mean, they could have had, well north of the actual number that they had. And when you look at the picture that T-Mobile posted, it's incredible. It's fantastic.
Let's build on this with the growth of women's sports and real numbers. Did I read this correctly that Bob Iger and Willow Bay, I'm not questioning that part, are they buying Angel City FC? And was the price $250 million?
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing thing what they've done with that club in terms of the sold-out crowds that they get. Again, they share that stadium with the Los Angeles Football Club, and that seats, like anywhere between, 20,000, 25,000seats. And again, like they've really done a great job grassroots of building a fan base there, season ticket holders, things like that. I mean, they made a lot of noise at the beginning for their celebrity investors, but that is a profitable franchise, and what it does is it raises the bar for every other team, not only in soccer, but obviously any professional women's team as well. I mean, when you have a franchise selling for $250 million, that's incredible. So we'll see when that deal goes down and what that actual number is. But, I mean, that more than a lot of other numbers that you'll see tells you the growth of professional women's sports in this country.
Willow Bay, a TV anchor.
I was going to say, I learned from the story that the anchor of Inside Stuff is the head of
Inside
the U.S.
Stuff with Amara Rashad back in the day.
Of the USC Communications School the heiress of Disney?
Well, yeah, listen, Bob Iger, CEO of the Walt Disney Company, I think he'll be leaving his post before the end of the year, so he's going to try to find something to do. Will obey, my former boss at USC, the Annenberg School, when I was teaching there for, it was close to 6 years, so she's fantastic. They're not going to invest in something that they don't think can grow, and they see the trajectory of the league and in women's sports, and what you need is a big move like this to get all the other the other valuations of the teams, they will all grow as a result of this.
Adam, you a bigger fan of Willow Bay's marriage or Cheryl Hines from Curb?
Willow Bay.
Okay. I figured that was going to be an easy one. All right. Let's deal with some facts here. I am tired of hearing that no one wants to play with LeBron James. Just because you put it out there doesn't mean it's factual. Arash, you're an LA guy. What is happening with the Lakers? Why haven't they signed anyone? And is it a big deal that they didn't get Clay? They haven't gotten some other guys out there. Like, it doesn't look like DeRozan wants to take a mid-level exemption. What's the story right now with the Lakers and LeBron?
Well, so, I mean, here's the thing. Like if you were to ask someone to take a pay cut, I mean, why do guys do that? Guys take pay cuts if they view themselves as sort of like the last piece of a championship team, or they want to chase a ring or something along those lines. I say this to you as someone who, you know, roots for the Lakers and I want them to win. I mean, they are not a one piece away. They are not a Klay Thompson away from being the favorite to win the championship next year. So listen, if they had a legitimate, and again, I don't believe some of the figures out there, but if they gave the best contract offer, for example, to DeMar DeRozan or Klay Thompson or someone else, like, I think that they would attract a big name free agent. The fact of the matter is, like, no one should take a pay cut to join this team right now. Not that because they're not going to be a playoff team, but they're going to be a team very much like, again, they're going to run back the team that was in the play-in tournament and got booted in the first round. So I don't know why you would ask a player who's trying to, you know, kind of chase one last ring or try to be a role player on a championship team. That's not happening on the Lakers right now.
So LeBron does agree to the $50+ million deal for 2 years. What I had been reading about it was that he was waiting to find out who they could get and who they could use some of that money on before he made that decision. And now he's like, well, we're not getting anybody. I'm going to sign this deal now. Have they just given up? Like, why don't they wait till the end to decide what LeBron's going to make if they can get somebody?
I think he's found out who's going to take what slice of that pie is, and I don't think anyone wants to take that slice of the pie. And so, listen, I don't begrudge someone who wants to say, oh, like, look at that. That means that this is not a championship team. It's like, yeah, you're 100% right. This is not a championship team. Like, look at who they're going to bring back. They are literally going to run back the roster from last season. If you want to be glass is half full person, you could say, okay, like, that was the team a year ago that made it to the Western Conference Finals, but that a lot of people think, like, was not coached properly and whatnot, was not used properly this season. Or you could just say, listen, they're going to run back a team that was a play-in team that, you know, essentially got swept in the first round. Again, I know they lost in five, but again, there is no, like, Klay Thompson took the deal he did to join a team that was just in the NBA Finals. So maybe he thinks he's the last piece of that puzzle. But there's no reason for Klay or DeMar or whoever was on LeBron's list to take less to join that team.
Give me a grade on the NHL draft and the job they did using the Sphere.
I think it was very well done. I love that Dana White is getting competitive here and basically comparing it to crayons and saying, like, you know, wait till you see what we do. But listen, first sporting event at the Sphere, sports event at the Sphere, first live televised event from the Sphere. I thought they did a great job. Hopefully it encourages the hockey GMs and scouts and whatnot to do this live in person. A draft. I thought it made it very unique to hockey. I don't know why they would want to just go back and do it over Zoom and pretend like we're back in the pandemic. But I thought it was very well done. And again, I like the fact that, you know, I got to experience it from the floor up in the press room as well. I'm sure you guys have talked about what the Vegas Golden Knights did. I wasn't a fan of that, but I thought the draft itself was very well done.
What did the Knights do? I missed it. Did they do something controversial?
Someone wrote a scathing column about them.
Ridiculous, but I'm sure you guys have touched on that already.
Well, you know what? I do want to mention again, because Adam's not going to pat himself on the back. I think Adam writing a story about the local professional hockey team that just won a cup a couple of seasons ago and, you know, having a header on it about being arrogant and taking this kid Trevor Connelly, I pat him on the back. There are a lot of people now in journalism who are kind of scared away from potentially losing their their creds to cover teams, unpleasant encounters in the future. So this is what we're supposed to be doing. It's supposed to be fair, but when something comes across like this that appears to be gross and kind of not believable, you got to write about it.
100%. And I think that's the importance of having legacy media, traditional media. I know a lot of the media who covers hockey right now, for example, are, you know, whether they got a podcast, whether they got a website that they just launched, whether they get a Substack or something like that, and no knock on that. It is much easier for a league or a team to deny them a credential. You're not going to deny the Las Vegas Review-Journal a credential, and you're certainly not going to do that because the columnist told you the truth. So, you know, much respect begrudgingly to my friend there, because if he doesn't write that, like, you're not going to get that from a lot of the other journalists who are covering the team. And again, like everyone's trying to figure out how to make this thing work in 2024 and beyond. But I do think when you talk about media that's established, right, like the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the LA Times, you know, you go down the list of established companies, you're not going to deny them a credential because they, like, ask the hard questions. Unfortunately, that's not the case for all of the journalists.
Not going to deny a credential. Tell that to Copa America.
Well, you gotta apply on time, brother. You gotta apply on time.
Yeah,
you
can't apply. April 2nd. You've been shut out of Brazil.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Yeah.
How big was it for LA and SoFi to get crowds of 67 and 72,000?
Really big. You know, I mean, still kind of bummed a little bit that they did not. I mean, when they were building SoFi Stadium, I mean, they really hyped up the Olympics and the World Cup, and so I'm still surprised that the configuration was not sufficient for hosting a World Cup championship game, or, you know, but anyways, like, they're hosting a lot of big games. But it's an amazing venue to watch soccer. It's an amazing venue to watch any big event. And so to see crowds like that for these matches, I think Arsenal and Manchester United will be there this month as well. So great trial run, kind of a practice run for the World Cup.
Favorite thing about the fourth, you got to pick one. Fireworks, hot dogs.
I think it's the food. I think the fact that you get together with your friends and you cook the barbecue. I mean, it's a good question because I guess I'll just make the hot take, and I don't know. Who cares about fireworks? I mean, come on. A fireworks show is literally good for 5 seconds. You know, the worst thing about it is the guy who posts a picture of the fireworks show on a social media thinking, like, I can't see anything. Like, I know you're enjoying it in real time because you've had a few drinks, but your social media picture of the fireworks up in the sky, it doesn't do anything for me. So give me the hot dogs. Give me the hot dog eating contest, which may not be the same this year, but that's the tradition. It's the food. It's not the fireworks.
It's better this year.
More competitive. Yeah.
I mean, how so? You got to be the champ, you got to beat the champ, right?
Well, he's taking a year off, so you build someone else. He's out for now. He's playing his sponsorship games. He's going to, you know, go against the old-timer Kobayashi, build his name up, and we'll see. Here's the thing. If MLE wants him, and they're going to pay him, then listen, the guy's got a unique talent set. You got to pay him. They didn't pay him enough. Impossible Foods came in and stole
him. Hey, and you and I both know we're going to watch that on Netflix, the two goats.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely going to watch that.
Yeah, I'm taking the day off. I'm not even doing a show that
day. Exactly.
All right, Arash, we'll enjoy any time that you do have off, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks, guys. We'll see you. Bye.
Weenies and bikinis. That's the other big hot dog contest, eating contest. That's going to be here tomorrow. Stadium Swim, Circa Las Vegas, $5,000. On the line. I don't know if they got any ringers. I don't know. This could be also very tight. It could be. What do you think?
It's going to be very competitive.
What's the upper level? Can someone get more than 10 dogs down?
Well, I don't know the number. I don't know the time.
I know. We don't know if it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes.
Or 20 or an hour?
We'll effort that. Oh, I don't think it's a marathon contest.
Might be.
I doubt it.
More people hanging out, getting drinks. The heat's going to play a role.
Well, they are wearing bikinis, so you may, you know, let's not rush this thing.
Yeah.
Circle Las Vegas, 5 to 7 tomorrow. Stadium Swim.
Well, my baby works in a hot dog stand. I'm making them hot dogs as fast as you can. Up steps, the cat yells, don't be slow. And get me two hot dogs ready to go. Hot dogs!
She's do it. My baby. Hot dogs! Come on, Buck Owens. One of your favorites. All right, we're getting out of here pretty soon. Big night on the way. Shoot off those fireworks.
Please don't. Not in Southern Highlands. Go somewhere else.
Why are you not doing it now, Las Vegas? Come on. Get it started.
Well, I think if you just take them outside, they'll just explode.
That's a good point.
You don't need to light them.
Combustible. We are selling fireworks. Maybe that's what I was pushing for. Go get them. This is for a good cause. Helping to buy equipment for kids, Envy Athletics. Salerno is going to be on the scene. Fireworks available at Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill.
That's what I want to handle.
6 feet to 10 feet. I don't think he's shooting them off. Okay. He's going to be there from 7 to 9. Good prizes, great prices on the fireworks. Again, Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill, ESPN Las Vegas on the scene. Helping out Envy Athletics buy equipment for kids. They got passes to Cowabunga Bay, Crumble Cookies, and other good giveaways as well. So there you go.
Go down there and buy them and shoot them off there.
Don't shoot them
don't
off.
Don't bring them back.
Don't shoot them off in the vicinity of anyone.
Don't bring them back.
I love fireworks, but actually, one of my neighbors, like real close by, used to shoot them off, and like the last 4 years, he hasn't, and it's been like pretty good. Because he did set a tree on fire 4 years ago, like two houses down. I'm like, don't set my tree on fire or blow up my car.
The video that goes around every year of like the entire front yard, just the car exploding, everybody in the front yard be running for cover.
Like rockets past people's heads. It's
babies.
Not fun.
It's been a lot. Every night this week so far already. This is ridiculous.
Really? I haven't heard any every near night. Me. And I live in a war zone.
The dog sleeps under the bed now.
Is that right? You know what? I don't think our cats care.
The old dog didn't care.
Yeah. Well, your dog, I mean.
This dog just can't take it.
It's rough.
Baby.
Yeah. We train our cats for loud noises and harassment.
That's true.
Well, it kind of is. In the back.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
We'll probably get to Hard Knocks again next week after episode 2. But give me the rest of your thoughts on what you saw from the Giants. Like I said, I was not impressed. I am a mumbler, and I was looking at John Mara, and I'm like, open your mouth and enunciate, bro. And I can't even say enunciate.
He's kind of an old man.
He's only 69.
That's pretty old.
Yeah. Well, you know. LeBron, nepotism, John Mara. Oh, okay.
That's okay.
But he was all about what you could understand. Did they use subtitles for him? They should.
I can't remember. They did for some people.
He was all about keeping Saquon around. And obviously what they're setting up is they're trying to measure the market. Like, I mean, who's going to grab him on a big deal? It's like, hey, your division rival is.
Well, also, to the point of how much they've been expressing, how many times are they like, we can't keep Saquon. You guys gave Daniel Jones too much money. Like, our quarterback's weighing us down. I'm like, he's still there. He's going to watch this, you know.
I mean, does he not know that his deal's ridiculous?
He must. Now he does. Well, now he knows the people in the building feel that way.
Thank God it was April when they were recording this, because watching Daniel Jones stretch out his right knee with the ACL repaired, I'm like, well, he ain't coming back. It's months ago, so I'm sure he's fine, but that was a little scary. He's wincing as they're flexing his knee.
Like, I was actually annoyed when it ended.
I knew you would love it. It's really for the hardcores.
Yeah.
And deep diving on 7 running backs, that was pretty interesting.
Love it.
I will say, Joe Shane, the GM, bruh, enough. If that's the material, the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Loves the Uncrustables. God. Loves them.
I think he's making them on his own. Are you sure?
He used to, but now the one he had in the car was an Uncrustable.
Okay. And that's all he eats?
All the time. That's all anybody in the NFL eats, by the way.
And I wanted to find out more about, I think he's like the director of player personnel. His name is like Rossetti. I started looking him up. I'm like, where is this guy from? That felt like very typical behind the scenes NFL. Enjoy the holiday. Be safe with the fireworks. Don't choke on a hot dog. I'm serious. Chew. See ya.